charge the people a dollar and a half just to see them. Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone? They paid paradise, put up a parking lot.
Joni Mitchell, how prophetic she was when she did that song, Don't Know What We Got Till It's Gone. Time now for another edition of Tree Hugger. We're going to check in with our friend Simran Sethi. She's got a story that will fascinate you. It's about the stairway to green heaven.
Welcome to Tree Hugger Radio. I'm Simran Sethi. As concerns about climate change continue to grow, scientists, engineers, businesses, and individuals are finding ingenious ways to generate energy from renewable resources. Giving new meaning to the term environmental footprint, the British architecture firm The Facility is testing a prototype energy harvesting staircase that will use small embedded hydraulic generators to capture vibration and convert it into electricity. The floors will be installed in London's South Central metro stations, and it's estimated that they'll harvest 3 to 5 watts of energy with each footstep. Meanwhile, an award-winning project conducted by Arizona Public Services and the company Green Fuel has successfully fed the smokestack emissions from a 1,000-megawatt power plant to algae cultures, which turn the carbon-rich emissions into fuel. Once the algae have feasted on the greenhouse gases, their starches are turned into ethanol, their lipids into biodiesel, and proteins fed to livestock or back to the algae. It's estimated that 200 acres of algae would be needed to offset all the power plant emissions. Algae can produce up to 10,000 gallons of oil per acre, grow practically anywhere, and only require the equivalent of 5 centimeters of rain per year. While a host of people contemplate ways to reduce our dependence on fossil fuels and mitigate the effects of climate change, Cameron Sinclair is supporting those who have experienced the devastating effects of climate volatility firsthand. Sinclair is the founder of Architecture for Humanity, a nonprofit dedicated to providing architecture, design services, and funding to global humanitarian crises. The mission is best exemplified by the organization's tagline, "Design like you give a damn." Sinclair's latest endeavor is an open-source design database, a project that sprung from a wish he made after winning the 2006 TED Prize to improve the living standards of 5 billion people.
The TED Prize, which is run by the TED Conference, gives 3 winners one wish to change the world. And you get to stand up in front of about 1,200 people, and you've got 22 minutes to kind of explain who you are, what you've done, and what wish you want to do that you think will make a huge impact. And so our work is really about how can we get designers and architects involved in innovative and sustainable solutions to humanitarian issues.
So what can open source design do about a worldwide housing crisis and the ecological crises of developing nations?
Around the globe, I think a lot of people don't realize that there are designers and architects and innovators who are working in the field of socially conscious design and environmentally conscious design. And they're not connected. There are literally thousands upon thousands of them. But none of them are sharing their ideas and their successes and, most importantly, their failures. So you've got a lot of people replicating work again and again and again. So we wanted to find a system that would allow people to not only generate ideas, implement those ideas, but also share them as well. So this network will allow anyone interested, involved in doing innovative work to post projects, to look at projects, to share them through a Creative Commons licensing system. And so, you know, what we hope is to create a real community that is focused on these issues.
Ingrid Vandehogen of Sun Microsystems explains how the software giant stepped forward to help create the media platform.
The whole idea about the Open Architecture Network was to apply the learnings of an open source model, which is done primarily for software, and take that idea of open sourcing, which is about building communities, making things freely available, removing barriers to copyright and licensing, and having people collaborate in such a way that they can better the designs, get better access for those builders that need to build, and to just take the learnings of technologies and things that we've done in the past and apply it to a whole new set of problems, which is more affordable and efficient and sustainable housing for people around the world.
The Open Architecture Network will come to life on the web this March. For our extended interview with Cameron Sinclair, visit Tree Hugger Radio, now available through the iTunes podcast directory. And for more information on TreeHugger's climate change contest, log on to truths.treehugger.com. Thanks for tuning in.
Thank you, Simran. And now a tip from our friends at Nerdy Books, Just the Facts on the Environment, Man. Feed the world, eat meat. Tough decision. More than 80% of the corn and 95% of the oats that we grow are fed to livestock. The world's cattle alone consume a quantity of food equal to the caloric needs of 8.7 billion people. That's more than the entire human population on Earth. Roughly 40% of the world's grain is fed to livestock, poultry, or fish, while nearly a billion people go hungry every day. Decreasing our consumption of meat, especially beef, could free up massive quantities of grain while reducing pressure on our land. So I wanted to share that with you. And also want to share with you our gratitude. Those of you who have written letters of appreciation for our program don't want to see us go off the weekday format. We don't either. I really, really appreciate it. It means a lot to us right now as we go through this transition, as Air America goes through this transition. Also want to thank those of you who have been kind enough to write checks, large or small. They're all appreciated, and every single dollar goes into production. So we'll keep us on the air another day, another week, who knows. So just want to acknowledge all of you. Can't find time to write all of you in person, so just let this be my thank you from the bottom of my heart.